Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Thank you for listening to the Fishbowl, also known as the Turkey Bowl, at least this weekend. Happy Thanksgiving, happy Friendsgiving, Indigenous Peoples Day, whatever you may be celebrating. Is Indigenous Peoples Day on Thanksgiving? Do we do that still, or was that a performative gesture for only 2010? Is it politically correct to celebrate Thanksgiving again? My social media feeds would have me believe so, but my conscience says otherwise. Fuck Thanksgiving. Fucksgiving. I don't give a fuck about Thanksgiving. I don't give a flying turkey fuck. Cock-a-doodle that. Seems like everybody's too busy denying that Jews are indigenous to Israel to acknowledge the indigenous people in America anymore. Not me, not Spencer Gilbard, not the fish turkey, not this podcast, baby. We're broadcasting from Kiz Tongva and Chumash land. Broadcasting live from Kiz Tongva and Chumash land. Kiz. Give me a kiz. That's three different tribes on one piece of land, and you're telling me that Jews and Muslims can't share? There is going to be a pause in fighting and the war in Israel and Gaza. It's not a ceasefire, let it be known. It's not a fucking ceasefire. The fire shall not cease. It's a pause. It's a pause in fighting to release hostages, prisoners, captives. So we're not getting along. It's still a war. This is good news, though. It's something to be thankful for. At your Friendsgiving Turkey Bowl Day. For honor of Indigenous people. The deal does kind of suck, though. The prisoners are getting released at a 3-to-1 terrorist to innocent hostage ratio. And, the Israelis are only getting 50 people, and Hamas is getting, I don't know, like 150 or something. This is why they say don't negotiate with terrorists. The shit is not fair. It was not fair for Hamas to rampage into Israel and murder and kidnap thousands of civilians. But we are on the playing field we are now on, and it is anything but level. It's seriously inclined or declined, depending on which side you're on. It's wobbly as fuck. So to get 50 innocent hostages back, we need to release 150 terrorists. Yes, those are the rules we're playing by right now. We couldn't have gotten all of the hostages back for releasing 150 hostages. We couldn't get 150 hostages. I mean, the Israeli hostages are the innocent hostages, so why not release all of them and then get some of the guilty hostages released? Maybe. There's no reason an innocent hostage needs to be a hostage. If someone is a terrorist, on the other hand, maybe they should be a prisoner. Really, not a hostage. They're prisoners being released. Israel doesn't take hostages because they aren't criminals. They're a government, not a terrorist organization. Meanwhile, on TikTok, those that have been convinced and brainwashed completely that Israel is the villain, they've now been easily convinced that Osama bin Laden is a good guy now, by relative inference. If you've been brainwashed to hate Israel so much that you're now convinced Osama bin Laden is a good guy, I think you gotta take a minute, reassess, take a deep breath, see where you're at politically at this point. Maybe try to redirect yourself away from radical Islam. Maybe try to steer a little more towards center. A little more of a moderate position would be nice. Constructive. Speaking of redirecting for a positive direction, Dior has replaced anti-Semite Gigi Hadid with an Israeli model. No one knows her. No one knows an Israeli model. The only Israeli people know is Gal Gadot. That's the only one. So now there's another Israeli people can know. And her name is May Tagere. That sounds French. Tagere is like when people pronounce target, Tarjay. Tager. May Tager. They said, tag, you're it. They tagged her. Apparently, May has been in the Dior campaigns since 2022. And Gigi's contract has simply ended. But at least we don't have to look at her face anymore. We get to know May Tager. Good to meet you, May. And bye-bye, Gigi. Bye-bye. If you're a model, maybe consider for a second that you don't have the greatest political opinion. You may not have the hottest take. You may just be hot. What are your strengths? Is it your job to look good or speak? Are you good at makeup or political commentary? It can't be both. Dior is also the company with Johnny Depp's perfume. Cologne. Boy perfume. Why does Dior choose all of the most controversial spokespeople, brand representatives? They just want all the smoke. They're going to have Alec Baldwin representing their next menswear shit. Or fucking Donald Trump. Dior's cologne from Donald Trump. They want all the smoke. You know who else is saying stupid shit? Elon Musk. When Elon Musk bought Twitter, he should have stopped tweeting. He should have been the silent owner. He should not continue to talk with the fucking children on the app. It's time to grow up when you buy the program, sir. And stop spreading white supremacist hate and lies. Time to have some responsibility. Now, he was like, you know what I really want to do is change the name of the app to X and continued to divide the world. Because with great division comes great power. So Elon Musk endorsed this other dude's tweet that said Jews were trying to paint white people as evil, which everybody knows. Jews are not the ones painting white people. White people painted themselves white and did all the fucked up shit they ever did. Jews had nothing to do with that. Jews have never promoted hatred against whites. Whites have promoted hatred against everybody. That's the whole white supremacy thing, is whites promoting hate against everybody they don't see as quote unquote white. Whatever the fuck that is. Pale ass. You know that saying, beyond the pale, for when someone does a fucked up thing? That's a racist saying that was created. Segregated societies. When you left the area that the white people lived in, you were going beyond the pale. And then it was used as a phrase meaning doing something morally reprehensible. So merely being aware of racism is not pushing hatred against whites. That's simply opening your eyes and being aware. Minorities have a right to be angry against white people. White people have done a lot of really fucked up shit to minorities. That doesn't mean they're pushing hate. It means they have a justified opinion. So I'm left X. I deleted the app. I think the day after I deleted the app, he says the phrase "from the river to the sea" is now banned on the app, which isn't he the whole free speech guy? Isn't he the liberator of free speech? That was his whole shtick, right? Now he's desperate to do damage control. Is shutting down free speech for probably the first time. Really painting himself into a corner right now. A little white supremacist X corner. A little white supremacist corner. The Jews are gonna fucking hate him. Pro-Palestinians are gonna fucking hate him. He's gonna have to hang out at KKK rallies for the rest of his life. Launch himself into space. So long, Elon. Bye-bye, Gigi. So long, Elon. Please do launch yourself into space. Just go live on Mars or something. Why don't you go live on Mars already? How many more years is it until 2030? Elon Musk lives on Mars. Who else is falling off, you ask? Susan Sarandon has been seen practically leading a pro-Hamas rally. There's a video of her giving this unhinged anti-Semitic speech. She says, there are a lot of people who are afraid to be Jewish right now, and they're getting a taste of what it feels like to be Muslim. Since when are Muslim people afraid of violence being done against them? Muslim people aren't afraid of that. Muslim people are afraid of being patted down on their way through security at the airport. Muslim people are afraid of being wrongly imprisoned. But Muslim people are not afraid of violence on the street. Anti-Semitism is the number one cause of hate crimes, statistically, year after year. The number one victims of hate crimes are Jewish people, black people, and gay people. Consistently, it's not Muslims. More than half of religion-based hate crimes are against Jewish people. More than half of the religion-based hate crimes are driven by anti-Jewish bias. So no, Susan, Jews are not getting a taste of what it's been like to be Muslim. Jews are continuing to get the majority of the hate. And it's only escalated. It's only increased. The hate directed towards the Jews, not towards Muslims. There are not crowds in the street right now chanting for the death of Muslims. There are crowds in the street right now chanting for the death of Jews. There have never been crowds in the street chanting for the death of Muslims. So what the Jews are experiencing right now has never been experienced by Muslims. Muslims have actually never gotten a taste of that. It's important to have a conversation, but you don't need to talk about anything. You can just show pictures of dead babies. Just send people pictures of dead babies. You don't have to talk about history or anything, really. Just send war porn. That's enough. That's fine. That's satisfactory, says Sarandon. That's satisfactory debate. Something is drastically wrong, and it's the fact that Hamas wants Israel wiped off the face of the earth and every Jew on the earth dead. That's what's drastically wrong, Susan. Karen. Such a Karen. You cannot speak to the manager. Stop justifying anti-Semitism, Karen. Susan. Karen. She's not even talking about the Middle East. She's justifying anti-Semitism in America. That's the scariest part. She says, oh, Jews are just getting a taste of what it's been like to be Muslim in this country. No. No, what we're experiencing is different and has been going on. Jews getting attacked in Israel does not mean that Jews in America deserve to feel less safe as well. That makes no sense. Israel was attacked by Muslims. And if now Jews in America are being made feel unsafe because of that, that is really fucked up. Really, really wrong. Very backwards, if you will. Just straight up backwards. There should be mobs in the street calling for the destruction of Hamas after what happened on October 7th, not the destruction of Israel. Everyone should be saying, free Israel. Free the hostages and free Gaza, all from Hamas. And don't forget, Israel is also fighting Hezbollah on the northern border of Israel. You got to keep that in mind. Don't get distracted by the southern border. We got a northern border on fire as well. Which the ceasefire does not, the pause is not a ceasefire. The pause is not applied to. Hezbollah, stay on guard, because Israel's going to keep fucking you up. Hezbollah is also funded by Iran and also started this shit again, if that's not abundantly clear. Israel doesn't want war. Israel just wants to chill. free Israel. And Yemen. Yemen is launching rockets. So also fuck Yemen. Free Israel from Yemen. Man. Everybody's just trying to fuck up Israel. And yet the world is like, Israel, stop. Israel, stop. Just let yourself get killed. Let everyone die. Why won't you die? Why won't you let yourself get killed? Stop killing everybody. Why are you killing everybody? You're killing all of the babies. Why do you love to kill babies? What are you obsessed with, dead babies? What the fuck, Israel? Israel just wants to chill. Israel didn't start this war. They didn't start the other wars. Israel's offered a two-state peace deal. This shit is so ridiculous. It's exhausting. It's just explaining this shit over and over again. And some people have it so backwards. It's disturbing. The echo chambers that we live in. Y'all best stay in my echo chamber. And don't get it twisted. Because this is the fucking truth, my guys. Don't get it twisted. This shit is simple. People are trying to destroy Israel, and Israel is defending itself. And you, because you're next in the West, America. Iranian military exercises literally have signs that say death to America. That shit's not a, it's not a secret. It's also not a secret that they go pee-pee in their bed at night. If you want to write into this show, you can email me at spencer@comedyclublol.com. Have a nice Thanksgiving, everybody. Have a nice 5-day break. Hamas, hope you get fucked. Immediately after that 5-day pause, you get obliterated by the IDF, and enjoy your fishbowl turkey day. For everything LOL Comedy Club, check out comedyclublol.com.